What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Listen to the Spiegel and Holmes Show on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
We appreciate you hanging out with us here on the Spiegel and Holmes Show. We've got more stuff to do, more baseball stuff before we get out of here as well. We're going to talk with Neil Kotz at 5 o'clock. Looking forward to talking with the former Cub and White Sox, Neil Kotz, about his friend Bobby Jenks. And there's a lot to discuss there. We've also got more football stuff to discuss. One football story that is relatable for a lot of different reasons, but this football story has to do with your Chicago Bears. And here we are. We're 9 days away from rookies reporting to camp.
Thank you for doing that math, that calendar math. 9 days away. I and others have every once in a while poked around. Every once in a while, we'll be talking to Jason Leisure. I'll be listening to some other dudes or reading around and be like, are they going to sign a running back? Are they going to add an edge rusher? Like, what are they doing? Like, you got some time right now to really be checking out the existing free agents, because there are quite a few street free agents out there.
You can check out the street free agents, and what I imagine what the Bears are also going to do is, let's look around the league. Are there guys that end up getting cut that we might have a higher grade on, or think that with the proper coaching, they might be able to get to a better level? It was funny, Speech, because I was looking at a list yesterday of, it was ESPN went and talked to front office people, players, and coaches about the top 10 defensive tackles in the league. And I was like, oh, okay, there have been a lot of good grades, and people want to tell me all about Jervon Dexter. Like, does he end up on this list? And he didn't. And 10's a pretty high mark, but they went deeper into the list. And I'm sitting there going, there aren't any Bears on this list at that position. And I think that if you have some beef with how the Bears went about building their defense, I think defensive end is probably more in question.
I think so.
But defensive tackle is something that you can look at. Would you like to know the top 10?
Of the defensive tackles that are out
some
there?
Some of them you can probably guess.
Sure. Well, go ahead.
Cam Hayward at number 10. Mm-hmm. Go look up Vita Vea's high school tape. That's all I'm going to say. DeForest Buckner at 8.
Wow, still.
Yeah. Nnamdi Matabuke is at number 7. Leonard Williams at 6. Quinnen Williams at 5. Jeffrey Simmons, we saw him up close last year at the beginning of the season with the Titans, number 4. Jalen Carter, number 3.
Number 3.
Behind Chris Jones and Dexter Lawrence.
Oh, yeah, those are pretty good. So Jalen Carter only behind two Hall of Famers to be.
Yeah, so then I was like, all right, well, this thing goes on. Let me see if he's down there somewhere in the honorable mention or others receiving votes category.
No, not yet.
And he was not.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at that. They got some needs in that way. Are you forever going to think that the Jalen Carter thing should have happened? Like, does atmosphere, roster, mentorship, framework of an organization, because it changed my perspective then, and it changes my perspective now.
I do think that those are all things that should be considered, especially when you're talking about like the first year for a player. But he's become like, I felt like his talent was so unique and something that you desperately needed that it was worth it. Now, the thing is that if Jalen Carter's here, they might have been a better team, and then you don't end up getting rid of Flus, but whatever. I think that when you're talking about a guy who potentially is the number one pick in the draft and you could get him at 9, I think you got to take him. But I lost that war. And the Bears moved on from it. I thought it was, but I'm not doing hindsight. I said this on draft night. It's documented. I was on TV talking about this.
I said, ooh, TV.
Yeah. Back in the day when I used to do television. I only do radio.
No, it's not true. You just did Fox last week.
Yeah, but that's as a guess. And we appreciate when they ask us. But, you know, I think they might have retired me from TV speaks. I might be out.
Who, Fox the other night?
No, I mean like the industry. I might just be out.
The industry's retired a lot of people from TV.
Yeah.
It's a different.
It's a safer place, though.
Well, yeah, it's a different kind of thing. I mean, a couple years ago, just as a sidetrack, I had like 4 different irons in the fire at one place, and now all those irons are out of the fire.
Yes.
They're cooling on a cooling rack. Very touchable.
It's those weird, irons. Though, because I actually think the radio, sports radio in particular right now, is actually a pretty good place to be, safer than some of the TV jobs. And, you know, I would love to be able to recreate what we did on the football after show, but now everyone is scattered. Everyone's doing different things, so that makes it difficult.
So I'm thinking, like, are they going to sign anybody? And there's a few options that we should discuss, but I'm reminded of the last time Brad Biggs was on. And because Biggs said, this is in May. I believe this is in, or April even. I think it is May. The 5th month of the year is May, people. Breaking news. And Brad Biggs said...
Is that what that was? I was like, I know for sure I wrote it on there. I know it's not the same spot in the dark.
It's a 5. It's me not knowing for sure if 5 is May. It's all right. My dad and my sister's birthdays are right there in May, and still I struggle. I work in sports, Tanny. You know? You know what I mean? This is what
we do. Well, it is fun with numbers.
So much prep went into the first council question, and he just fired it right back at my ass. It's crazy.
It's not the first time we've had him on. You should know that by now.
Fun with numbers. Yeah, we like to have fun with numbers. Craig, sorry you don't, buddy. Anyway, here's Brad Biggs with M&H talking about what the Bears roster might look like. This was back in May, and how long it might take.
And there's a ton of reason for optimism. I just, when you're looking at the total picture, when you're considering a lot of factors, I think that probably end up somewhere around 500. And I could be wrong. I mean, they could go bonkers like they did under Matt Nagy in 2018.
Right.
I've got some questions about the defense. Guys, this defense last year, 28th against the run, 31st in opponents' yards per attempt. Okay, they've got 8 starters back from that unit. Like, it was a mediocre defense a year ago, and so you're saying new voice, new scheme. Yeah, that can have an impact, but that defense wasn't good last year, and a lot of the conversation about Ben Johnson is centered around the offense, and as it should, but there's just, like, before you get carried away with your win predictions and your thoughts,
yeah,
I think there's some fair questions.
Are they short a linebacker, Brad?
Yes, they are. They don't have a strong side linebacker right now.
I don't care.
They really don't.
You know as well as I do, you can go down to the same linebacker store and find one of them.
That store 24/7, is it open? Because you got running backs in there.
No.
Offensive linemen are picked off the shelf.
I would check the dates on some of them, but yeah.
You get an after-hours appointment.
Well, we know you know a guy who knows a guy.
All right, Lawrence Holmes has been shaking his head since the middle of that answer.
I am 100% with Biggs on that. Like, let's – strong side linebacker in 2025 NFL, you probably have a guy on your roster that can do that job already.
Noah Sewell.
Maybe whoever, but yeah, that's a good place to start.
I'm just saying you got guys you can throw at that job.
It is that position historically has been a role that can be just a guy on a defense.
Yeah.
And now more so than ever, because offenses are in 11 personnel 72% of the time, that guy is barely on the field. So I'm not worried. If you want to ask the question about the guy who plays middle linebacker for the Bears, I'm here for that
conversation. You can go down to the same linebacker store.
And whether or not he is played up to expectation or to his contract,
sure,
that's fine. But I don't want to hear anything about a Sam linebacker in 2025 NFL play.
Well, I want to hear about it because there's a store. I didn't know there was a store.
Oh, yeah. You can go down to the Sam linebacker store.
So, I mean, the Sam linebacker store, I mean, are we...
Only Sam Acho is there.
Ray says it's Sam's Club, actually. Buy him in bulk.
I mean, specific positions need specific kind of, you know, shopping facilities. That's
You're not going to go to the offensive line store.
See, that's the thing. Big Z knows about the offensive line store, although he says you're not going to go there. Why? Is it far away? Is it tough to get to?
It's very expensive.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the problem with the offensive line store.
The prices are prohibitive.
The costs are up because the guys that you need, they never make it to the store.
And yeah, the quality is not great either.
Yeah, and if you have to ask the price at the offensive line store, you probably shouldn't be in there.
You're not
going to
go to the offensive line store or the running back store.
So are we developing a mini mall? Is there an NFL positional mini mall that's being developed?
And yes, it's in Canton.
I thought it was in Gurney Mills.
No, it's in Canton.
I thought it was up there. Six Flags and you just take a left and you get some positions.
No, you got to go all the way to Canton if you're going to try and find someone in the store.
You can go down to the same linebacker store.
Down at the running back store.
You're not going to go to the offensive line store.
I didn't know there was a running back store. We're getting somewhere. We're getting somewhere now.
I don't know if you need to go to that store either.
I hope that mini mall has a Chinese food place. Because, like, Chinese food joints at the little mini mall, it's so dependable, exactly what it is.
I need an Auntie Annie's there. You get yourself a pretzel.
Oh, man, let's go.
Right? Yeah. If we're talking about a mall.
Pretzel dogs right there. But not like
they have
full
one downstairs.
But I'm not talking about like Oak Brook or something like that, real mall.
I'm talking about like something you can find at the Oasis, man. What's the restaurant that's connected to the Oasis? And maybe there's a running back store there.
Are these stores in the Pedway? Like, is there an offensive line store down underneath the building?
There's a lot down there. I'll say that much.
There is a lot.
There literally is a Macy's down there.
It's crazy.
So
when you walk through some of that stuff,
there might be a linebacker store that I just walked past on my way to the blue line.
See, I always preferred Jerry Angelo's idea of where you grew tackles.
Tackle tree.
Yeah, I think it was where, like, instead of grapes out there as you're getting wine, You're finding yourself some other stuff. Like there's other ways. Brad is working with the mini mall.
There's no vineyard out there where they're growing left tackles.
I mean, I liked picturing the tackle vineyard very much because somebody is walking down the rows of the trees and being like, oh my God, look at that.
Unfortunately, Alex Leatherwood is there.
Well, one of those trees had Tony Boselli. That's where Tony Boselli came from. It is. You didn't know that.
That in Valhalla.
Seriously.
That's a guy who can play.
All right. So the Sam linebacker store. I'm so glad we got to this.
It's Alex Leatherwood. I mean, yeah, please. I know. That's the scrap heap.
Tony Wise telling you the truth. Oh, he was right, too. He was really correct.
Yeah, he was.
Man. All right. So
I also tried to tell people about that. Like, this is not a good idea.
Alex Leatherwood.
I watched him every week.
At Bama.
And I'm like, he's a really good college player that's not a good pro. Not a good pro prospect.
And that's what happened. So because they've got needs, Lawrence. They've got running back needs.
Do they though? What are their running back needs? You can't be the Kyle Manungai guy and also say that they have needs.
The Kyle Manungai guy. Yeah, I don't believe a ton in DeAndre Swift.
Right, but Kyle Manungai was supposed to be the...
Yeah, we're hoping Kyle Manungai becomes Kyle Manung dude, you know?
He's got to work on the old man feet, according to Eric Bieniemy.
I want everyone to steel themselves for Kyle Manungai to get cut.
What? What are you talking about? talking about?
Seventh round picks get cut.
Yeah, but seventh round picks sometimes start and play in the Super Bowl.
I agree with you. I'm just saying that.
Well, that's the thing.
If he gets cut, don't be like, oh my God, I can't believe they cut a seventh round pick at running back.
Well, if that's what you're if you're saying that's possible, then they do have running back needs.
Or they don't have running back needs.
Because why?
Because they found someone else that they like.
Who, Roschon Johnson? Or you mean some other undrafted free agent that they bring
it
in?
It could be Roschon Johnson, maybe with better. So. I don't think so either.
That's my issue, is that
That's another one of those picks where you go, really?
Yeah, no, that's the thing. I'm with you on that. I don't think Roschon Johnson is somebody who's going to get reps and touches in a Ben Johnson offense. I don't think that's a fit. So yeah, that's why I keep thinking about Ian Wheeler or other people who might be around, like Leary. He's around. But like they need somebody else. Who's the third back? I don't know who the third back is, and these guys are going to get hurt. It's Roschon right now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Travis Homer?
Sure.
So I think they do have running back needs, but I think they're going to wait. I think they're going to wait and hang around. How about edge rusher? You want to take another flyer at Matthew Judon, who's still a free agent? There were rumors he was going back to New England, but he's still a free agent right now. Do you think this team needs a one-year flyer on a free agent veteran edge rusher?
How much does he cost?
I don't know.
Because that's kind of where I'm at on Judon. I really wish that they would have gone to the defensive end store and went and found someone to give him some help. Now, they would tell you, we did. We got Dio Odingbo. Mm-hmm. That's who we brought in. His production has not been as good as what people think that production could be. And maybe the one quibble I would have with Biggs, if he and I were talking ball, is even though I think Matt Eberflus is a pretty solid defensive coordinator, I think Dennis Allen is better than him. So from that standpoint alone, I think there's a better guy commanding the defense and designing it. And that might make your defense better than the sum of its parts.
Oh, I think that's expected and hoped for. So I think you're right. I'm hoping that we come out of this season going, man, look at all the production from these dudes we never heard of, which is sometimes how it feels with a Brian Flores defense. You're like, who? What? How? Because it's the same kind of reputation for Dennis Allen, creating pressure with scheme and with multiple people who are not your classic edge rushers. So maybe that's why maybe that's why they don't think they need a Matthew Judon. But they did. Ryan Poles was into it. Poles was into the idea of Matthew Judon, and we learned that from last year in the preseason with Hard Knocks.
He's got some things working, huh?
Yeah.
Think we'll get it over the finish line?
I do.
Yeah.
Our language is basically saying if the contract's not signed, then he reverts back to New England.
Got it.
Cover, so.
What do we get?
Maybe a 3. So all that would happen fast.
Yeah, okay. So. Just keep posting.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So they were working on it.
And you know, he kind of talked out of it, and I think that that ended up being the right move looking at the year that Judon had. It would have been a nice move to Adam, but turns out your season didn't warrant it.
This from Albert Breer in his latest mailbag. He was asked, will the Bears look to add the running back or edge position before the season starts? Are they happy with what they have? His answer, I think that's all relative to what's out there. They'll get a look at DeAndre Swift and Roschon Johnson and Montez Sweat and Dio Odengbo, who plays inside on sometimes on passing downs. And then maybe consider guys as Jamal Williams at running back or Za'Darius Smith or Matthew Judon as edge rushers. Jamal Williams and Za'Darius Smith, both with Detroit bona fides that Ben Johnson can speak on.
My guy Clay Harbor has been talking about Za'Darius Smith as a Bear. Interesting concept for sure. We need to take a time out. When we come back, we need to discuss something that we think a lot of you can relate to. And it's a football story, and it's a sports radio story, and it's kind of the worst kind of sports radio story. We'll share next on The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Look at this duo. He's all grown up. Look at you two. I love the mashup between you two, by the way. It's like two great comic books that I used to collect are now a team up.
Afternoons on the Score.
Boy, are you fat.
What'd you say?
Reginald Van Gleason III. Boy, are you fat.
We'll get to that momentarily. Keep listening to our show all this week for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Baseball After Dark at Wildfire in Glenview on Wednesday, July 23rd, featuring special guest Michael Bush and hosted by Matt Spiegel. That man right there, hello. Matt Spiegel.
Oh, sorry.
Baseball After Dark is presented by Huntington Bank. Life is a masterpiece. Make your money story a bestseller. And by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating wonderful memories. When you hear this...
Hey, where is Spiggs?
Be caller number 6 at 312-540-0670. I heard that just on 63rd Street a couple weeks ago.
You did. I love the assumption that we all hang out together.
Where's Spiggs?
Yeah, well,
no, I think the guy was just doing the bit.
Okay.
You know, he's like, hey, I see Lawrence. I don't see Spiggs. Where's Spiggs?
I was in the garage with the Blackmobile. That's where I was. Just hunkered down, waiting for a ride. We're also giving away a pair of tickets to see Phish Sunday, the 20th of July at the United Center. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. I will drop a lyric from a Phish song between now and the end of the show. And that's when you need to be caller number 5 2 3 1 2 5 4 0 0 6 7 0.
So there's a story out of Kansas City. Kevin Keitzman, who does sports radio there, he had made mention of seeing some pictures of Patrick Mahomes. When Mahomes is on vacation, he's on the boat.
Have you seen the pictures?
Yeah, I got them right here.
Yeah.
I think that, one, there's an angle thing that's going on because he's leaning to be shorter to fit into the frame of the picture. So that is pushing some things out. And two, who cares?
I mean, he looks like a pretty normal sized human. He does not look like an overweight problematic human.
Well, I guess that we'd have to kind of define that, and I'm not even sure what that is at this moment. But it's just that, like, everyone's body kind of works differently. So he might not be ripped, especially 3 weeks before training camp. He's on vacation, which probably means that he's been enjoying himself, giving himself a little bit of space to do some of the things that might cause you to bloat.
But it doesn't look like he's letting himself go in any way.
No.
I mean, so I don't know.
I also think that there's an issue with, like, scale, no pun intended, when you're trying to figure out, you know, what guys look like or whatever. And I just see a guy who's not flexing. And, like, if you go inside of NFL locker rooms, you are talking about guys that are in incredible shape. But that doesn't mean that everyone's walking around with an 8-pack. That just means that they are in, and usually guys will run up to being ready to go by the time the training camp starts. And Mahomes himself has always been a little thicker, and it hasn't been a problem at all.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It makes me want to compare a lot of quarterbacks with their shirts off. And that's not something I thought I would say ever in my sports radio career, but here we are. Because, like, are quarterbacks chiseled like the football players that you're talking about? A lot of them are not necessarily.
No, that's not how it is. And so Bobby, I think it's Stroop, not Strope, but who knows? He is the trainer for Patrick Mahomes, and he said he's like, hey, send me your location. You know, and he says, you obviously need attention. If you want to see what in shape is, go make it through a practice at St. Joe or run hurry up offense, scrambling back-to-back-to-back plays. You don't have a clue what it takes. It's not a look, it's performance. I agree with him pretty much 100%. I will also say that it's a very dangerous game to play with guys who aren't professional athletes when you try to compare their fitness to a professional athlete's fitness, when you have all the time and the money to be able to work on your body as you see fit. I've seen this workout, though. On quarterback, they went through what Patrick Mahomes' workout is during the season, not just the offseason. He does stuff during the week that is insane. And the fact that he is still able to do all the stuff that he does, I am in awe of this guy and all of the steps that he takes to try and be better. And I just feel like any of us at the wrong time, if you take a picture of us, might not look as well as we look when we leave the gym.
Well,
that's why guys wear pump covers all the time at the gym, because there's not enough blood flow to muscles and everything else.
I didn't hear it. I read comments, but you mentioned the dude's name, who obviously wants the attention and wants the shine.
I don't even know if that's it. I don't know if this was a, I'm saying this so that I go viral. I think it was just a reaction. It was a bad one. Kevin Keitzman is his name. And he said that called him fat and said he's an embarrassment.
I think we've got it. I think Tanny's got it.
Meanwhile, something. Vacation photos are popping up of Patrick Mahomes, and he's fat. I'm going to say it, and I'm going to tell you the truth. That's why you hit the play button. He's an embarrassment. You're a $500 million quarterback. You've made all these comments in the offseason that we're going to do our talking on the field. We got our butts kicked in the Super Bowl. We're coming back with a vengeance. Dude, you're fat. Your belly would be fat at my pool, hanging out with us, 60-year-olds, okay? My skin's flabbier than yours. I get it. Stop. Stop the fast food. Do a sit-up. Do something. Yeah, I'm sure he's worked out and strengthened his arm, and he's done all kinds of different things, quarterback things, but there's no training to this man. I don't understand it. He's not a kid anymore. You can't just run through your NFL career eating Taco Bell all the time and door dashing fried chicken, which he loves, from that one place over in Leawood where he...
Careful, Balky.
So he tries to cover his ass there at the end.
Well, he... I mean,
Mahomes has talked about that or tweeted
Brittany
about that?
Brittany Mahomes has talked about that, which kind of put Patrick in a trick bag. He's like, what's my... They did one of those things where they're a couple, and he's like, oh, you know, what's Patrick's favorite food? And she screams out fried chicken. And he's like, no, that's not it.
I mean, look, that sounds lazy as all hell.
Of course it does.
With the Taco Bell reference and
name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken!
That was not Brittany Mahomes. It's one of the funniest Family Feud answers of all time. But Speaks, look, I put up on my computer Patrick Mahomes' drills. Look at it. This guy is doing work. Like, this is the type of stuff that he does during the season.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that
he's a professional athlete,
and he's one of the best.
One of the best to ever do it.
Play.
How many Super Bowls has Patrick Mahomes won? By the way, I know
Four,
it's a team game.
Three,
but either Seven. Way, yeah, it's at least two. So you can definitely pick a favorite among them, right? So yeah. I wonder how fat would Caleb have to get before anyone said something after he won four Super Bowls. Like uncomfortably, like popping out of the helmet.
He'd have to be Jarrett Lorenzen's size. Shout out to the Pillsbury Throw Boy.
I mean, look
RIP.
At how mad people got in Dallas when Luka got traded. That was never an issue for the fans.
Well, you're right. And the thing is that I think Luka is Nico down there. I find this whole thing to be even more foolish when you realize the injury that he thought that Luka was babying was a strained calf. And we've already seen time after time after time
what a calf turns into.
Yep.
Sure. Yeah. But I mean, like, I don't even think this guy is fat, is Pat Mahomes. Like, I know fat. I mean, granted, I don't host the I'm Fat podcast, but we did give birth to it on the old Spiegel and Parkins show as Campy and Jay Zawoski ran with it. It happened on that side of the glass. I don't know what podcast, Alex, you and Tanny are planning, but historically, you plan one on that side of the glass, you launch it, then you end up on British television.
I think these guys should launch I Am Tall podcast.
The I'm Tall.
They're both tall.
The I Have a Beard podcast. Perhaps both of them could do. But I mean, like...
Jay Zawoski is the host of I'm Fat podcast. Are you fat, or is that just the title?
I am absolutely fat.
So I don't think
he's actually he's not. He's very not. Lean right now.
Well, Jay will tell you, fat is a state of mind, and I respect that, and I understand that. It's funny, man. There are times in my life where I thought I was enormous, and I was not necessarily enormous because it is a state of mind. I know I'm sure there's people out there who can relate to that. I look back at pictures of myself in high school or certain parts of college, like, man, I thought I was like the most overweight guy ever, and I would kill for that physique now. You know, so it's like it's something how you perceive yourself. It goes a long way towards how you actually feel in terms of that stuff. But I mean, I got a lifetime of therapeutic work trying to get this stuff under control. But even just visually looking at Pat Mahomes, he doesn't look fat there. Does he?
He's a guy on vacation.
He's a dude. He's like, you know, just a guy.
His trunks are below his waist, so you can see more of his gut than you would ordinarily. He is lean. Like, it's just... The other part is what we think a dream body like looks like versus what a functional body looks like are completely different things.
Mm-hmm.
If Patrick Mahomes were a wide receiver, his body might look different.
It would have to look different.
Than what it looks like right now. And honestly, if you look, there are some guys that can pull it off, some guys that can't. I remember, you know, a couple years ago, there was a lot of talk about Lamar Jackson because Lamar was like, I'm running a lot. I need to bulk up because I'm taking hits. And he didn't like the season that he had. So he went back to being the slender guy. And he's like, you know what I'll do? I'll just make the miss. And then I'll run out of bounds or I'll slide. Instead of worrying about taking on contact, I'll go back to playing at 205 or whatever it is that he's playing at.
I wonder if you take like a vicious hit in the midsection.
You want a little...
I would think you want a little bit of a cushion. Of a normal human fat cushion. As opposed to just full on being ripped if you're going to take hit after hit after hit.
I don't know the answer to that. I'm pretty sure there are studies that prove that you are right on that. And again, if we were talking about a player that was missing time because they weren't in great like cardiovascular shape.
Never an issue.
It hasn't been an issue for Patrick Mahomes. It just feels unfair. Like it feels like a weird thing to go off on when a guy has performed at the level he has. And I also think that there's some stuff in there that maybe he's going through, that maybe Kevin's going through. Like, do we have reports of like Patrick Mahomes being at Taco Bell and all these?
It sounds like Kevin is fighting his own Taco Bell demons.
Yeah,
he's almost 60, and at the pool, he obviously doesn't feel good about his own. I've got flabbier skin. Yeah, he's sharing an awful lot and projecting quite a bit.
Yeah, and the guy's on vacation. So guess what? People sometimes do on vacation. They drink a little bit.
Mm.
And that always doesn't make your body look better.
Plus side, I don't see any pink cocaine. I don't see any of that stuff.
Nope.
Is that what it's
called?
Did
you say plus size? How insensitive.
Lane Bryant. Pat Mahomes shops at Lane Bryant. I'm Kevin Kite's jackass. That's who I am.
I don't think that's his name.
I think it ought to be. I'm Kevin Bonehead. And Pat Mahomes needs to be working on it. Like I heard that guy say in Chicago about Destination XL and his preferred tagline. I'm Kevin Jackass.
If you have the coaches say something like in camp, like, yeah, we're trying to get Pat's like cardiovascular like up with everyone else, then it's a story. But considering the level of production that guy has played at.
Yeah.
And he, all right, you know what? He's talked about having a dad bod. Like, yeah. That's the other part that I think is weird. Like, Patrick Mahomes has never claimed to be some ripped dude. You know what he does? He rips throws. That's what he does.
Uh-huh.
He rips
opponents.
And when
that's
you need, you need 10 yards in a gotta have it situation, yeah. He will go and get it for you.
You know what he lifts and what he bench presses? Super Bowl trophies.
Lombardis?
Yeah. That's what he does. Kevin Jackass. His name. I've decided.
Okay, that's fine.
Top of the hour, we got to talk about a possible Cubs trade target who has been great and continues to be great.
I think that's a good idea. When we come back, there was something so cool that happened on the Cubs broadcast last night that I almost didn't believe it. We'll share with you next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation. The love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Score.
Listen to the Spiegel and Holmes show on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
BCA pregame was wearing kind of a peach, pinkish colored spike, and they were the Anthony Edwards one, the Ant ones. Anthony Edwards, outstanding player for the Timberwolves. He was actually in the ballpark running stairs today, and all the players during early BP were looking from afar. Is that him? I think that's him.
What a wild story Boog told there with Ant-Man running the stairs at Target Field last night. And I'm sitting there going, wait, now I wonder if PCA got his spike signed.
Man, yeah, you'd want to in that situation. That's fascinating that Ant-Man does that. It is right downtown.
Yeah, it's right there.
So Target is such an awesome place. Where it, like, you are walking street level.
It's great. It's got the red dog, you know, spot the dog, really, and a lot of great deals. I mean,
it is their headquarters.
I like the Lego section up there. Yeah, Target Field, I meant. All right, Tanny?
But
it's still accurate.
The headquarters is literally down the street from it. It's right. It's all right there.
But it's like when you're going to Target Field, you are street level, and then you give your ticket, and you walk in, and then you go down. You go down to your seats, and like just the ability to see the field down below from the concourse as you walk in. It's very cool. I could see if Anthony Edwards happens to live there. He's like, you know, I like running stairs here. You guys mind if I come in? They're like, sure.
Yeah, I feel like
key.
I feel like he can probably just kind of do what he wants right
Here's
now.
Here's a key to Target Field, sir.
But how dope would that be if, like, while he's running stairs, someone introduces him to PCA? Because I don't imagine he watches baseball, but maybe he does. And he's like, hey, man, I'm literally wearing the AEs right now. Could you sign these so I could put them away? And all that. That would be kind of a cool, like, team up there between Ant-Man and PCA.
All right, but I've been doing research on this other thing you want to play because I am confused. This seems like an odd way to celebrate people, but this is what they do in Japan.
Yeah, Taylor McGregor had a story about all of the Japanese players in the major leagues, and considering that the Cubs have two players that played for Team Japan and came from Japan, I thought this was a very cool thing that happened, and Taylor hipped us to.
Now, T-Mac, one of the things that's cool in Major League Baseball right now is celebrating Japanese players over in the homeland and doing it how?
With manhole covers. This is a look at them. Each player has their own design, and then it was eventually installed in their hometown. So different artists created these different manholes, and they were created to tell the unique stories of the players and how they eventually made it to the major leagues. And then it's cool, actually, where they are, there's a barcode that you can scan, and it'll tell you a little bit more about the background and the artist and exactly what the design means. And here's a look at the map, all of the different locations of the manholes, all the hometowns of the Japanese players. But Boog, this is the coolest part. Okay, so we made friends with some of the Japanese media members, and I messaged one of them asking if they could send real life photos of some. They live in Tokyo, so the ones they sent were of Seiya Suzuki, which is in Arakawa Ward, Tokyo, which is where Seiya's from. This is my favorite, though. They put a Pete Crow Armstrong jersey next to this Seiya Suzuki manhole. The people over in Japan know about the bromance, and they're embracing it. How good is that?
That is pretty awesome.
That relationship is really adorable and has gotten plenty of coverage.
And so, PCA was great in Tokyo. He and Justin Turner were all over the place in Tokyo. So he's got some fans over there, I'm sure.
So I didn't realize that in Japan, the hand can be used like a knife. No, in Japan, manhole covers have been artistic designs Since the 1980s, there have been merchandise and conventions. There are 12,000 different artistic designs of manhole covers spread across Japan as of 2019.
And what is everyone that we've talked to from Japan who or covered the game in Japan told us about Japan? How clean it is. And so while here, that might be a problem if the only type of love that you get is with a manhole cover.
Yeah, some dirty-ass manhole covers.
There, and looking at that map that they showed with all the players and kind of where they're from, like it's and the pictures of it are dope. Did you go take a look at the manhole covers?
I did.
What'd you think?
It's unbelievable because MLB did this in June, and yeah, they're absolutely beautiful. And everybody's got their own one, and they've got their own space in where they're from in Japan. It's just like it's a very interesting way to celebrate players. And now we've learned what manhole covers are in Japan.
Have you guys ever thought about if your legacy was to be commemorated, how you would want it? Like, would you want a park or a school or a street or a manhole cover?
I haven't thought about it, but a park or a bench, like a spot, you know, I got a few different spots in mind that are serene and sort of very special spiritual spots. The idea of a spot where somebody can go and kind of relax, perhaps meditate, recharge, reconnect, having that be in my honor would be pretty dope.
Alex?
Somewhere near the water.
Like no, but
bench,
what though?
A bench near the water. I'm not picky about that. A manhole cover. Although, whatever you do, don't Google Japanese manhole cover. Just avoid doing that while you're at it. So
too late.
I was trying to find.
You should have searched
the picture of it.
You would have searched it on Twitter.
My bad, guys. Sorry about that.
Yep. All right.
No, it was on Twitter. You can't look anything up on Twitter.
I don't see anything that would be a problem in Japanese. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
Then don't. Tanny, what about you? How would you want to be commemorated?
I have not thought about it. Believe it or not, I have not thought about how I would like to be commemorated.
How about the Chris Tannehill studio? Here at the score.
Memorial studio. No, I mean, yeah, that would be great.
When do you want to do that? Next week?
Fingers crossed.
I wish the Lord would take me now.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think one thing I have thought about is, like, I hope, like, almost like a time capsule sort of thing. Like, any audio thing that I've published on the internet, like, I hope one day, years from now, whether it's aliens or AI or someone uncovers it and be like, oh, this is pretty cool, you know? Mm-hmm. Like something that leaves a mark well beyond, you know, past your time here on Earth, you know?
I'll tell you what is a pretty cool way to be commemorated. I'll tell you what. How about an honorary street name in the hallway right outside the radio studio?
That would be a full-on intersection with Terry Bohr's Way.
No, but I'm thinking about Terry. I'm not thinking about me.
It's pretty cool that we have that.
It's right there.
And we see Terry's name every day.
And let me tell you, sitting right here in the two chair of the afternoon
two
show.
Two chairs!
I mean, I'm sitting in the Terry Bohr's spot, and I get to look at that street sign every day and think of that man who did it as well as anybody has ever done it in this business.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
It's pretty neat.
The White Sox game is over. The White Sox won 2-1.
Yeah.
And Adrian Hauser was amazing.
7 innings of one-run ball for Adrian Hauser against the hottest team in baseball. He just shut down the hottest team in baseball.
And you got to be thinking, is he going to go play for somebody else? We'll discuss next on The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.